come down the stairs to light. Surrendering the struggle of his arms exhaust. The boy gives up. Water drags him down. Earthly breath evaporates. Affected by deep silence, he sinks from combat down. There seems no pain, no pressure as he goes. Now he feels easy. Friendly waves surround him. Warmth and softness. Loving friends. His enemies are gone. Inviting whisper of the familiar voice of yours. And he accepts. Seaweed caress him in welcome. Deep down beyond the unknown sea, a light waves red. He longs to reach what looks like home, feels ardent joy, and sinks relieved into the open arms of mother and indulged in love, red lights appeal, he hears the voice, divinely powerful. There you are, my son, my hope, fulfilled at length, your home, down in the light of the sea.
Okay. Thanks very much for that. That was a great start. Someone to get the ball rolling and you did a fine job. Hats off. So next up we'll have... is this your first time here?
No.
It's not your first time?
It's your third time.
It's your third time.
I'm a bit nervous.
You're the vanguard. You're among friends, sir. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary O'Mahony, please.
Flour and soot. She wiped the sweat from her face with the back of her hand, her hair matted and damp. There must be a better life, but where? We are stuck here, her mother said. We are lucky to live on a bog. This bog is ours. We own it. To be poor is such a shame. To live in a house with no bat for her aching back. I'm 22 and pretty. A better life is what I strive for. To take the boat to a distant shore. To be unknown in an unknown land, the prospect is too frightening to explore. So I would feed the men and stoke the fire.
Next up, I'd like to welcome up a regular here for a good number of years, Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, buddy. I'm over six. The pharmacy. We'll be more careful. We care most for the needy. We dispense with care. Jamming. Snare guns rattling, snare drums rattling, trombone zoom, tenor sax screaming, double bass boom, guitars twanging from electric heights, chimes still tinkle to muted lights, silver flutes twinkle, percussions brush, clarinets warble to alto sax gush, trumpet calling, tambourines jing, hi-hat lifting, the cowbells ring, sirens blare, notes so shrill, harmonicas bleed, the whistles trill, banjos rat-tat, the courtly reply to conch shell echo of piccolo high, xylophones hit, but tubas rule, bongos rhythm, get in the mood. Keyboards persisting, notes so brash, French horns burping, cymbals crash, oboes blending, the fiddles sink, give driving cats no time to think. Let's go!
Thanks, Seamus. As always, thanks very much, bye. And next up, the woman who's got a book coming up very soon, I think. Yes, you. I'm sitting on my left here, Miss Tina Pisco.
Thank you. Kind of perky and urban.
These are a series of very short poems, which I call thinking poems because they're all tiny little nuggets, little thoughts. The first one is called Start of Summer. Lying in the bath, I look out the window, see the first swallow, and think, it's time I shave my armpits. Valentine poem. What have you done for me lately? I ask on a grumpy Valentine evening. And then remember your kisses on my neck and the way you take me in your arms every day and how you tell me you love me all night, every night, and think, blessed, I am blessed. Five foot two and a size 24. Walking down Princess Street, I bump into a fat chick coming out of Topshop who looks depressed and think that she couldn't find anything in her size. Contrails. Sitting on a rock, blue sea below me, blue sky above. I see a white contrail streaking west to America. Spot the dot containing 300 souls and think, I wonder if they're serving dinner. Crazy on 8th Avenue. Eating one big McCheese, I notice a black man, nodding and talking to himself, carefully dispose of his tray and think, that guy's not as crazy as he looks. Skyline is over Bantry Bay. Sipping a cappuccino, I spy a mute TV screen filled with fire and death, and think I should call home. Here in St. Andrews, slim girl with wide hips, I watch her tracksuit sway and think, when she has kids, she's going to take up half the pavement. This one is actually from a five-word challenge. Court apocalypse. Dodging the raindrops on Panna, I steer clear of a flood of ostriches as they sweep past me in the bus lane and think, it'll be raining frogs before we know it. And lastly, perfect. Waking late on a Saturday morning, I drink coffee at the kitchen table, listen to the purr of the aga, watch the trees shiver in the stillness, feel the heartbeat as the house sleeps, and think, this moment is perfect. This day is perfect. This life is perfect.
Thanks, Winnie, for that. I'd just like to take this opportunity to introduce the band. So, on the laptop electronics here on my right is Francis Heary, who is from Cork originally. Cork originally, Scotland man. It's okay. We can still be friends. But he's living and based here in Cork, and he's a very accomplished composer and performer. So it's great to have you tonight. Thanks for coming. Behind me we have Andrea Bonino, who grew up in Pisa, which is one of the epicenters of the Italian improvisation scene, and he is an equally accomplished and experienced performer, improviser, composer, with a strong interest in visual arts, photography and filmmaking, and he's a man who's interested in crossing over between different technologies, media, and musical forms. Great to have you here tonight. And finally, we have Mr. Bertrand Gallen, who is a man who not only plays the cello, but is also skilled in the manufacture of stringed instruments. And has a workshop here in Cork since 1999, where he's established a successful business in the handcrafting of custom instruments of the string quartet. So these three very accomplished and experienced performers of music here tonight to accompany you in your poems, and there is still space left here on the pages if you want to have a go, right? So, without further ado, I would now like to ask Jerry Murphy of the open mic to have his say. Thank you. keep the ball rolling now with another OBEA regular, Miss Patricia Walsh, please.
Thank you, Billy. This is called Letter of Resignation. I must not shoot, I must not kill the bird upon my windowsill. It will not fly, nor take its leave, nor write a song, nor breathe for grave, nor hide its coat of many colours. Leave it in with a piece of bread and subsequently cut its head. I must not try to fool myself by wielding one to the bookshelf or any shelf. Love and laughter will find its own way shortly after. Waving up down with songs of dolour, shake and lay all around you, so not before the cold has found you. Life passes by as so it seems, that it is ways to change the stream. But I object, my heart grows upright, coming along to these melodies. And every song does a different colour. Shut down the duty to the nation, and live the life of the imagination. Thank you.
Mr. Knight Harriet, please.
I wish I could play music, but all I can do is write about it. Bird uncaged. Jazz. Black but universal. A four-letter flurry from a New Orleans den. Music in a hurry to grab solace now and then. Hear that old sax wail, scream from wretched folk, a strange crude hangs on a twisted southern oak, and hate bears its fangs. Jazz, a language of protest, torn in bloody ragtime from the womb of dark despair. Who can buy it for a dime, play it without a care? Voice of a stolen people, bittersweet whispered soft, in a brass-lined throat, and frenzy thrown aloft to reach the perfect note. Drumming joy or pain, outside of the blues, jazz plucks the strings of hearts lifted by blues, while the pathway sings. Jazz trumpets carnival, music that feels good as sin, catharsis for all the sorrows. Feeling black under the skin, living today, not tomorrow.
Mr. Paul Casey, please.
Hey. Okay, some experimental pieces here from a series of cento sonnets. You know what centos are? They're, those who don't know, they're poems made of lines from other poets, the poems, other authors. There's 15, which 15 of them, but 210 poetry books. But I'll give you a couple of these. One's called Rain, and the next is called Weather. It's water, but rain and water. Rain. As I leave the house, the rain is powder fine. Evening when the rain glances across the hours. Always rain and only rain freed me. I would follow you into the rain-born water. Under rain, the snow rises into mist. It rained as though I dreamed a double dream. The sound of the rain falling straight and thick. Witch doctors I know do it better, but this personal rainmaking, and yet each drop recalls the diamond attributes, a night of heavy rain and force eight winds, rain on the roof, rain on machines, the fury of grains, rain mists drift downhill, hangs by the stream, each footfall looms in the lens of a raindrop, millions of soft knuckles on the corrugated roof. Water. All the water has drained out of the earth. Water that answers questions no one has asked. On your forehead, all waters are holy waters. In the water you live, in the water you die, in the desert. This is our winter, and we are rivers frozen. The woman, water flowing into water, intimate with water. Her half moon steals from my watercolor. I came like water and like wind I go. I have perfected the knack of walking on water. I've seen you lift the splashing rocks without a sound. So concrete does the flow of water seem, where water gone to ground springs out like nerves, staring for spring and the stars through yards of water. If I could speak words of water, you would drown when I said, I love you.
On this first phase or first round, right? But there's still spaces on the second round column. So I'd like to invite up now to keep the ball rolling, Mr. Paddy Doyle.
Walk by me again, it's not a festival, but walk by me again, it's by Leonard Cohen's song. And won't you, my love, walk by me again, with a smile on your face and a drink in your hand, and pretend not to see me as you pass me by, with that smile on your face, so sweet and so shy. And go talk to another as you once talked to me, the first time we met, and our hearts were set free. When love was a song that we ceased to be sang, as we walked through the streets with the world in our hands. The time was the ticket for the days were too long and for the night to begin. But those days are gone and the dog days are here. Yet my heart is still fluttered when it knows you are here. So won't you, my love, walk by me again with that smile on your face and a drink in your hand. Go talk to another as you once talked to me, and let me remember how it once used to be. And go talk to another as you once talked to me, and let me remember how it feels to be free.
In the corner there, but I know she's going to start making her way out now. Rosie O'Regan.
I've just chosen a poem by James Joyce because I think it's that's Joyce music, and it's called Strings in the Earth and Air. Strings in the earth and air make music sweet. Strings by the river where the willows meet. There's music along the river, for love wanders there. Pale flowers on his mantle, dark leaves on his hair. All soft and plain, with head the music bent, and fingers raised upon an instrument.
Brian McElroy, your time has come.
Beings. We are what we feel.
to your digestion.
We're going to, they're going to do their thing here for a few minutes, and then after a certain period of time, we're going to ease back into the poetry, alright? So, take it away there, lads, in your own good time.
Thank you. wall takes out a hypo with silver case and shoots a pinch of the needle in the main line. Images. Millions of images. That's what I psychotronics. Ever try getting that out of the apple morning?
Was starting up. Through the tender fold that is your softness.
loving into your stomach, where you leave them to churn for a while. Meanwhile, slumped on the bed, my lips remain clamped shut. Your name dissolves on my furry tongue. Later that night, between dollops of mashed potato and acid sips of Chardonnay, you regurgitate the words dripping iron. Like snails past their prime, they splat on the table between us. I hide them from view to the kitchen.
Here comes the turn and the dancing. Tossing and turning in the midst of the night. Divided in halves, stream of blood inside. Haunted and happy, a saint and a death. Bearing and slaying, like day and like night. A two-sided woman cutting both ways, protectively tearing her heart from its place. Blood streams and suns and faces of darkness. The torn and the tortured surrounded by light. A flashlight of colour enchanted with thunder. anger and prayer, blue-shaded and red. In cheering and crying, her soul reaches out, dancing and dying, it whirls up and around. A dervish is whirling, a nightmare is swirling, with tears and with laughter, her heartbeat fades out.
Continue to flow to us.
May you can flow.
Prudence and the pen. Now we know there's cutbacks on the way, it's been linked already, some of the prudence and the pen. On HSE policy to his whole bedpans from the elderly, poo-pooing the plan. An associate member of the junior chamber hissed, "That's just potty." Moments. Broken white lines pass under the fender, each split second, a winking cat eye. No time to ponder, past here and now. And I'd just like to do this one by a lady whose mother comes from Cork and Borthwick, and it's Patrick Moore blows the fuse. In his domed and rattly house, Patrick Moore, with a wobbling candle, searches through his cupboards. He finds boxes of charged particles, old tins of quarks. His drawers are filled with faded nebulae and quasars, dead stars. He shovels in his no-moon slippers to scan for a future comet with his name. But first, to find a screwdriver and fuse to mend the plug, its copper wires frayed and fanned like solar flares. He's eager for more light years that might illuminate the vanishing today.
Thanks, Billy, for now introducing me. Yeah, hey, Colin. And I wrote this poem for my new baby daughter, and her name is Tilly, and she's very cute. She's a wonderful creature, and this is called Ode to Tilly. Hear the boys. Don't save your love, my darling. Don't save your love, my love. Don't save your love. Lord above, you can't tame it, cause it's wild. And you can never give enough away, and from its path it, you should stray. I'll be your lonely shepherd, wandering your mind's landscape. So get busy squandering your love, your love, your love, your love. It'll raise you higher than the heavens above. It'll drag you lower than the hells below. It'll shake you fast, it'll break you slow. It'll drive you on, it'll make you stay. It'll tide you, guide you, come what may. And you can never give enough away. For love is like a hurricane, with kiss-caressed weather vanes, enchanting dancing, dewdrop mist. Love, my love, should not be missed. For love, my love, is a form of madness. Our sanity is simply sophisticated sadness. On the west wind, dreams are born. Ignore the west wind at your scorn. Ignore the west wind at your leisure. The seesaw, seesaw me with pleasure. The seesaw, seesaw me. See you, I saw you dancing on my knee. I saw you dancing in my arms. Expansion secrets, champions, charms. It feels the dark sun blazing from your eyes. It feeds your soul, sees through your disguise. Don't save your love, not now, not ever. And I'll never love you less. Never, never, never. Thank you. May I continue?
Oh, you may.
I have a poem I read here recently, but I think with the music we could do something kind of jazzy, guys. Visions of New York by Master Colin B. Good. Crash, smash, tinkle, boom, a car on its roof is dragged with chains sharply right-sided up. I sense the holy drama with consternation to kind people in unkind cars that suffer for their redemption. All the sisters are walking around in rubber boots like they're afraid to get their feet wet. Are electrodynamically thwarting the laws of electrodynamics, shooting laser beams from their eyes that pierce the soul of the city and channel the true gods and smile gently on their wickedness. I know they know and pretend not to know, so I pretend not to know, and honesty binds me to a fool's fate. And to tell is to break the spell. There's terrible power in restraint, there's beautiful power in the soul, the thinking soul, the unflinching soul, the eiderdown soul, the Casimir soul, the obsequious soul, the ubiquitous soul, the singing soul, the piercing white light seraphimic soul, the sacred, 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 sacred soul. The soul that sails on the furious solar winds of 100 million dreams and 100 million voices that resonate in harmony so that angels hide their faces in shame and tear their angel hair in rage that they cannot share this earthly kingdom, knowing deep down that they don't exist and are slaves to false idols who mock us when we pray, brothers and sisters. Chewing on Percocet prescription painkillers, consummation of the night community, carrying ourselves at San Francisco, all Chinese bunkers on the St. Mark's sidewalk, staying both of madness and rivers of wisdom, mystic seers, soothsayers, visionaries, disciples, role-playing with the real magic that exists. Wisdom of the ages, Shaman, Buddha, Bodhisattva, Shiva, third eye open and acknowledging a divine species existing in a dark age. A swindler turns his back in his past and accuses a racist of turning his back in his future. Both high as kites, both wrong in their assertions. All embrace the inevitable, eventually. Some with grace, some fiercely. Some fearfully, some weep in their beds in the night when their own personal magic child flies through their window and gently rubs their snub noses to Eskimo kiss the avatars. And great kindness is found by those who are looking for great kindness. For dreams nourish the fabulous Roman candles. Souls of those who live for their dreams talk to spirits whose favorite color is green, whose beauty have no limits, who flirt with controversy, female intuition, she magicians, surely their dharma is buzzing and shining and flickering like fireflies, or bastions of hope, blazing beacons of solace and lighthouses setting fire to the sky. Thank you.
Hey, hurry.
Still in the noughties. In the
coming teenage decades will at last this grandpa find the miracle perfect peace of mind before he shuffles off the stage? Oh, heaven.